This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Ah, Davos, or Davos, who knows? The World Economic Forum, 4 days of profound thoughts with presidents and prime ministers, CEOs and billionaires rubbing elbows. 2,500 business, political, and media elite on a mountaintop somewhere in the Swiss Alps. What's not to like, right? Some, though, take a more skeptical view of proceedings, as Marketplace's Stephen Beer tells us.
What's really going on at Davos? David Rothkopf of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace says a lot of bloviating.
When I use the term bloviate, I mean that there are a lot of people there who love to hear themselves talk, that go on at length. That mountaintop in Switzerland each year is warmed by quite a bit of hot air.
Alpine retreat is the perfect place for lofty thinking about the state of the world, say devotees. Anthony Hilton, financial editor of the London Evening Standard, isn't one of them.
They go on about the spirit of Davos and how they are shaping the world and so on. And they're not. They're actually reveling in their own self-importance and smugness, an exercise in self-preening and groupthink.
The gigantic agenda seems well-meaning. Among the 250 subjects under discussion, climate change, the future of healthcare, the nightmare of youth unemployment. But some items appear gloriously out of place in this well-heeled assembly.
One of the big themes this year is, I kid you not, income inequality.
John Reeves of the Motley Fool Financial Services Group is another Davos skeptic.
It's ironical that income inequality is the theme and you've got to pay $40,000 to go there and weigh in.
That's the estimated average cost per attendee, including travel, accommodation and getting into the event. Forget all that guff about making the world a better place, says Anthony Hilton. It's all about money and status. Once investment bankers got involved, he says, Davos went downhill.
They started throwing parties, obviously to get business, and it now has become almost a competition to see who gets invited to the most exclusive parties. So the whole spirit of it has gone by the board.
But Davos must be doing something right. 1,000 corporations keep it afloat, pumping in around $200 million a year. Yes, it is a gabfest, but so what, asks Martin Wolf of the Financial Times. We need a talking shop, he says. Contacts forged at Davos may have helped the world weather the financial crisis.
I think one of the reasons our world hasn't collapsed quite in the way that it did in the first half of the 20th century is that people just keep talking. I happen to believe that talking is quite a good thing to do.
And with 40 heads of state attending, 20 central bank chiefs and numerous tycoons and Nobel laureates, Davos is a talking shop we cannot afford to ignore. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.